right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 29th of June. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1613, the famous Globe Theatre in London, where many of Shakespeare's plays were originally performed, burned to the ground during a performance of Henry VIII. A theatrical cannon set off during the performance misfired and ignited the wooden beams and thatching that made up the building. According to one of the few surviving reports of the event, no one was hurt except for one man whose burning breeches had to be put out with a bottle of ale. It was rebuilt on the same site by June 1614. In 1786, Bishop Alexander MacDonald, the first Roman Catholic bishop of Kingston in Upper Canada, and over 500 Roman Catholic Highlanders, left Scotland to settle in Glengarry County in Ontario. As part of the Russo-Turkish War, on today's date in 1807, Admiral Dmitry Senyavin destroyed the Ottoman fleet in the Battle of Athos following his retreat from the Strait of Dardanelles. From previous experience, Senyavin knew the Ottomans would fight fiercely until their flagship was sunk or taken captive, so he focused his forces on the three Ottoman flagships. During the battle, three Ottoman ships of the line and four frigates were either sunk or forced aground. As a result, the Ottoman Empire no longer had a combat-capable fleet for more than a decade and were forced to sign an armistice with Russia. 99 people were killed in Canada's worst ever railway disaster near St. Hilaire in Quebec on today's date in 1864. June 29th in 1881, religious leader Muhammad Ahmad declared himself to be the Mahdi, the Messiahic Redeemer of Islam, in a move that had considerable ramifications for the region of Sudan. 1888, George Edward Girard recorded the composition Israel in Egypt by George Frideric Handel onto a phonographic cylinder, which was thought for many years to be the oldest recording of any kind of music. The Bird of Paradise, a U.S. Army Air Corps Fokker trimotor, completed the first ever trans-Pacific flight from the mainland United States to Hawaii on today's date in 1927. 1975, Steve Wozniak, the Woz, tested his first prototype of the Apple first computer. 2002, naval clashes between South Korea and North Korea led to the death of six South Korean sailors and the sinking of a North Korean vessel. And just finally, related to the news about the Apple One that I just mentioned, Apple released the very first iPhone on today's date in 2007. Can you believe it? Feels like it had to be much longer than that, I thought. I know I didn't have a mobile phone until I was, at least 18, and it was one of those great big Nokia bricks that you could play Snake on. But the iPhone's 11th birthday today. Happy birthday, you soulless creation of an evil, evil corporation. Some famous birthdays for us as well. 1888, Melbourne gangster Squeezy Taylor was born on June 29th. Yippee-ki-yo, Slim Pickens, born 1919. Aussie artist Ken Doan is 78 today. Happy birthday, Ken. Famed madman actor Gary Busey is 74. Funny man Richard Lewis is 71. And Peter Fitzsimmons is 57. Great little writer there. My dad's a big fan of those door stoppers that Fitzsimmons writes about Australian history and such. So very happy birthday, Peter. Got some famous musos for us as well this morning. Ian Paice of Deep Purple is 70. As drummer, he's actually been the band's only constant member since its foundation. We were, of course, hearing the unmistakable Smoke on the Water from Deep Purple. You're going out on somebody different today. We also have this morning Don Dokken of Dokken is 65. Legendary hip-hop producer DJ Pooh, spelled like Winnie the Pooh, is 52. John Feldman of Goldfinger is 51. comedian and one half of Flight of the Conchords, Brett McKenzie, is 42, and Nicole Scherzinger of Pussycat Dolls is 40. But going out on this one this morning.
Between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation.
This one going out to Colin Hay of Men at Work. He's 65 this morning, born in Scotland and immigrated here with his family at 14 years old. Went on to meet Ron Streichert, and the two of them began Men at Work as a duo, adding on the other members before their debut album, Business as Usual, was released in 1981. Went on to a great deal of success both as part of the band and as a solo artist. We're going out on a favourite of mine. Happy birthday, Colin. This one from Men at Work, it's Overkill. Taking us out for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.